Look at her face. You could not paint anything like this. It is so silent. She told me the story that this was her coming to her apartment and it had been raining. And she was going through this process at the time where she was photographing herself doing almost everything. And she came in after the rain, snapped this photograph of her face. And when I saw this picture, I fell in love. I fell in love with her. I fell in love with this image. I fell in love with the whole concept of everything that she represented as a person. And I had never even met her in my life. We had become friends on Flickr, believe it or not, in 2005. I was heavily into Flickr, the concept of sharing photos and knowing someone through their photos was very new and exciting. And I took to it and took it very seriously and did not really form any, you know, artistic relationships in the same way I was forming one with Angelique, who I only knew by her tag name, Weird Rubik's Cube, which in and of itself is weird and seductive somehow. But she had displayed her art and I had seen her life in Normandy, you know, kept in touch. I was even, you know, sending her photographs of the girl that I was dating, saying, isn't she wonderful? Not knowing at the time that it broke her heart to hear that from me. What happened between Angelique and I is impossible to describe in a 10 megabyte MP3. But looking at this photo, in particular, the hair around the ear and the hair across her eyes, the shape of her lips, her nose, those eyes, the eyebrows, the expression, vacant yet present, the softness of her skin, her neck, the whole thing is just... I mean, it is really just super. I think this is just one of the most incredibly beautiful things I've ever seen. It's so beautiful that I think that it transcends for me personhood. And she's no longer Angelique. It, for me, became femininity. This curious... unsure, deep mystery that is this photograph. And this photograph sent me on a journey of connecting with her and contacting her and beginning to send her films that I made of what I was doing during my day that no one else has ever seen except her, and us trading memories and made of motion across the internet to each other, to the point where the fact that I was in one country and she was in another disappeared. And it came to the point where it was obvious after, I don't know, 2 years of communicating with her that I thought, you know what, you know, we both kind of made the decision that we needed to meet each other. And she got on a plane for the first time and came and visited me. And the bravery of that, and the romanticism of that, and the idealism of that attracted me to her all that much more. The idea that I was going to be able to see this person physically, I think, was just so exciting. The way our relationship built itself to this point where physicality was essential. So... you know, we connected immediately. it felt like I had known her better than I knew anybody else at the time. So just being close to her was extraordinary, and eating salad together with her was just extraordinary, and every moment we shared together was some kind of super unbelievable thing that had never happened before. And when we touched, it was a miracle. When we kissed, it was like we had traveled from different planets to find each other. You know, I'm looking at this picture now as I'm talking. I'm taking my eyes off of it. I'm barely blinking. This look that she's got reminds me of really the mistakes I made in the relationship with her and where I was emotionally, trying to put a company together, trying to believe in what I was doing, and just not being able to really listen to her or really be able to give her the time that she deserved for me to understand her and to love her. And I think I just wasn't in a place where I was able to allow myself to be loved above all. And that's the hardest thing to learn. And she taught me that. But I wasn't listening. And I lost her. We were together for almost 3 years. And it just dissolved. And I knew that our futures were not going to be shared. So that's Angelique that you're looking at. One of the most incredible artists I've met. But even more than that, being an artist, one of the most sensual lovers of my life. And seeing this picture now just reminds me that you never really fall out of love with someone, especially someone that has made such an impact on your life. What a great friend she was. And even though she's incredibly difficult, and perhaps that's just being French, I miss her.